Today we'll be beginning Siman Peches. The title of the Siman is Balkeri Mutter B'Kriya Shema. Balkeri, one who had a seminal omission, is permitted to recite Shema. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Kol HaTmeim Korin BaTorah V'Korin Kriya Shema U'Mispalalin Chutz Mi Balkeri Shehotzio Ezra Mikol HaTmeim Va'asaro Bein B'Divrei Torah Bein B'Kriya Shema U'Tfila Ad Sheyitbol Kidei Shelo Yehiyu Talmidei Chachamim Metzuyin Eitzel Nishtosein Kesar Negolin. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that any person who is Tamei is permitted to learn Torah, they're permitted to recite Shema, they're permitted to Davin Shmona Esrei. The only exception is a Balkeri, a man who had a seminal omission, where Ezra made a takana forbidding him from learning Torah, from saying Shema, and from davening Shmona Esrei until he goes to the mikvah. The reason for this takana is because we didn't want husbands to be with their wives as frequently as chickens. We wanted them to abstain from having relations all the time. However, Ezra subsequently undid this takana and went and reverted back to the original din that a Balkeri is allowed to learn Torah and say Shema, etc. Sha'af Balkeri Mutter B'Divrei Torah Uvekriya Shema Uvetila Belo Tevila Uvelo Rechitza D'Tisha Kabin V'Chein Pasha Naminag. The Shulchan Aruch says that not only does a Balkeri Bezman HaZeh not even require Tevila, he doesn't even require what's called Tisha Kabin. The Gemara in Brachos says that one of the alternate methods to be Matayar a Balkeri could be by pouring 9 kav of water over his head. Even that is not required today, and the Shulchan Aruch says that is the minhag that has spread to this day. The Rama writes, Yesh Shekasu She'in Le'isha Nida B'Mei Re'iyasa Likon The Rama quotes a shita that assumes, shita from the Hagos Maimoni, that a woman when she's a nida is not permitted to enter into a shul or to daven or to mention Hashem's name or to touch a sefer Torah. However, the Rama writes that the minug has become widespread that is not the case. But he says, even though meikar adin, we really should follow Rashi that it's mutter, but the minug has become like the first shita, like the Hagos Maimoni, to forbid it. However, during the days of purification, during her Shiva Nikim, so the Rama says that we're Mako, and even in places where we're Machmir regarding Shiva Nikim, for a woman not to enter into a shul or to say Dvarim Shabiktusha, however, on days like the Yomim Noraim, and on days where there's a vast majority of people gathering together, then it's muteris for her to come, because otherwise it's going to be an embarrassment if everyone else is in shul and she's standing on the outside. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Kidei v'gam ki akeri bami kalus rosh v'divrei Torah tzarach lihios be'ima v'yira b'reseis v'zeya kemo be'is nesinasa." So the reason why a person has an omission, one of the reasons, is because of lightheadedness, because he's not taking himself seriously, and Talmud Torah has to happen in a state of seriousness. V'acharkach bitlum. If a person wants to be makbid to go to the mikvah as a balkeri, that's a good thing. That's provided that going to the mikvah was not going to impede, is not going to cause him to miss the zman of Shema or Shmoneh Esrei. Even if it's going to cause him to miss tefila b'tzibur, he also should not be machmir about this. Osa takana shahisa gezera she'in rov ha'tzibur yichol lamod ba uvetlua mishum bitul Torah mishum bitul period of Rivia. This was a gezera that the majority of the tzibur could not withstand, and Ezra did away with it because it was leading to bitul Torah and it was leading to a lack of peru revu. Haminhag umikol makom yishan shemaisa shenelagin b'sakana zo v'tovlin esatzman l'kiryan. There are people who are makbid to go to the mikvah when they experience an emission. V'im kasha aleim atvila rochatz and esatzman tisha kabin. Going to the mikvah is too difficult. They can simply pour 9 kav of water over their heads. V'chasu acharonim sharbaim sa ma'im shuvim k'sherim l'tila zo. You can even have 40 sa of ma'im shuvim of tap water. You don't need regular kosher mikvah water for a balkan. The 9 kav can also be mayim shuvin, and you can even use 3 kalim to pour it on you, as long as the 3 kalim are poured consecutively, but you can't have more than 3 kalim. If you're using the 9 kav, you have to pour it on yourself, not to tovel in them, regardless of whether the 9 kav are in a kli or whether they're already in a tub. If you're going to tovel, then you need 40 sa. If a person stuck half their body into the mikvah, And the other half, they pour 9 kavan, so that would also be enough. When you're pouring the 9 kavan on top of you, you should stand upright, and your two hands should be opposite your chest. You shouldn't hug yourself too much, so the water can get everywhere. And you should tell the people who are pouring the water on you to do it right on top of you, or opposite you. The Shir Tishakabin, I am the Berhetev, Shushir Tezvav, Kvart Polish. The Berhetev says that the Shir of 9 Kav is the equivalent of 15 Polish quarts, which is 0.83 liters. I am the Sefer Mati Ephraim Hanal Shakosav Divikort Shalon, Utsarich Chavdalik for the Shvichas Tishakabin, Vishasa Chakshin, Akil Machazikin Kolkach, Yishlahaka Bidurches Court. So really, maybe you should require 24 quarts, and Bidiyevid, you could get away with 18. Vichin Yish Bizar, Bechozel, Usam Shinoagim, Lihita, Herber, Rosh Hashanah, the Erev Yom Kippur, all Yedei Tishakabin. Certainly those people who want to be matar themselves on Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur through the method of Tishakabin should be makvid about that shir. Kasa b'magin Avram, da'af ha'newik tefil l'keri, dafka bari yochola shashimish mitaso. Only a person who's a bal keri who had an emission because he was either healthy or even if he was ill, but he had relations. Av ha'chola shara keri lo anso pater miklum, ve'in lo rak lirchot oso makum shalu yemaluch lach mishech vazera, ve'chein bari shara mayim chalukim pater miklum, de lo gazer ez If a person, because of their illness, experienced an emission, then he does not have to go to the mikvah. He just has to clean off that area and clean off the sheikh lazera. Or even if you had a healthy person who saw Zera in the water, he would also be pater, because Ezra only made a gezera on Torah and Tefillah, because Ezra's original gezera was to prevent Truma from becoming Tameh. Nida kosav Rabbeinu Yerucham yesh toim lomar she'anashim yoldos lo yikantzu leves ha'knesses ad she'ovru arboim yom lezachar yishmonim lenekeva u'minak tosu v'tzarach limchos biyadam. There are those who make the mistake that women in their 40 or 80 days subsequent to the birth of a boy or a girl, which are the days of Yimei Torah and you know, the days of Dam Lida, followed by Dam Toar, should not go to the shul. He says, no, that is an incorrect minhag, and we should protest those who follow that minhag. O lehis palel, ubib bin yamin ze'ev sebin kufnin gimel kasav, shalo nohagu rak, shalo lichnos leves ha'knesses, velo liros sefer Torah, v'gam kisha mispalel es eina omedes bifnei chavro seha, misho minhag v'chavoros in kin, velo misho miser ad kan l'shono. The bin yamin ze'ev quotes that it's not an ikar adin that a woman, when she's a nida, can't go to the shul and or look at a Torah. It's really just out of kavod for everyone else. It's not really an iser. She has to daven at home. She has to say all the brachos. The proper kasa mazon, the kiddush, the minat Torah. I'm magen avram. Certainly benching and certainly kiddush, which are deal raisa. Aval haminag uvim dino seinu noagin heter liolam umevarchos umespalolos umkomakom lo yistaklu b'sefer Torah. B'shar shemagbiyam osalahar oslam. We assume that women as nidos today should say brachos and daven and go to shul. The only thing is they shouldn't look at the sefer Torah when a hagba is being done. Od kasav shelo yikantzu leves hakfaros at sheitpelu. They shouldn't go to a cemetery until they go to the mikvah. Nora imum yom rishon shol slichos ve'ilach mikra yomim noraim lechol kahagavna. From the Sunday of slichos until after Yom Kippur, we call that yomim noraim. V'hu hadinim masia b'na ubita oshi ba'atzmi yoladis. And same would be true if her son or daughter are getting married or she just had a baby. Shaholchem leves haknezes achar arba shavuos, and go to the shul after 4 weeks. Sharei af l'pishin hinida, it's permissible even though she's a nida. V'chemet shemutarim leil leves haknezes sharei gankim lehispal v'chol zel l'chuli avim. She can go to shul, then she can certainly daven in this case as well. We'll stop here for now, and we'll begin some in pay test tomorrow.